Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
So nice to have you back.
What's today?
It's Thursday.
This Thursday?
I need caffeine today. Get that coffee going?
Yes, coffee.
I think I'll go and brew some coffee.
Where's the coffee pot?
No coffee.
No work.
There you go. Enjoy your coffee.
Now get back to work.
Have a great day, everybody. Let's have a great day.
I take your position. It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Hey, if you want to participate in our poll question today, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, should any federal employee, or, you know, really anybody, found trespassing, to encourage residents to get an experimental shot, be arrested? Yeah, that's today's question. And yesterday's question, should there be a federal driver's license? 93% said yes. You know, see, this is how convenience takes over. I mean, stop and think about it. All the other things that keep getting federalized, taking it out of the hands of the states. 7% said no. I was included in that. So 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com as well. You know, if you want to answer the poll question, that's great, but make sure you also travel on over to my webpage. All you have to do is go through the schedule and then click on weekdays and then click on my picture there, and it'll take you to my page. Everything that I try to talk about with you is all right there. Where I'm getting my information. There are some places, though. Gateway Pundit, The Blaze, and I think a few of the things from Breitbart do not let me link. But American Military News and Epic Times and so many others, all right there. Things that you should be following, sites that you should be following. So you can find that information right there. Thanks for being here. Should have said that first. Thank you. I know you can spend your time other places, but other places aren't going to bring you the things that I try to bring you. Because you have to see how the world is changing around us and what we are going to be up against. Because remember, just because ranchers are, you know, killing off their cattle, just because farmers are plowing under their fields. Oh, by the way, those farmers have also been told that if they don't do it, they're not getting any incentives from the government. You can either sell it to us to be destroyed, or you're on your own. So it is nice to see some farmers out there that are saying, you know what, to hell with you. I'll just take it straight to the people. So good for them. We might not see the effects of this right now. But this time next year, we will definitely see the effects of it. We're already seeing prices go up into hyperinflation. They're just going to get higher. You know, even for the next person elected, even if Trump comes back, even if, you know, blah, 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 the damage has already been done. Whoever comes back in after Biden, they can't regrow those crops. They can't, regrow that beef. For that time period. I do have to send out a huge thank you to one of my listeners, and that is Bruce, not Bruce Parks. This is another Bruce. I do have more than one Bruce. I got more than one Vance. Oh, Brucey, you're so funny. Ladies and gentlemen, an enlightening and thorough explanation of the vagrant issue in many big cities, including Reno. Please check it out. Just 5 minutes of your time. Respectfully, Bruce of Sparks. This is what he sent to the Reno City Council and Mayor Hillary Sheevy. Bruce got a response. This is a video from PragerU. You know, PragerU, that group that has been banned in most places. What to do about the homeless? Elaine, hang on. I got to read this response. So Hillary responds, "Hello, Bruce. I've seen this before. This is the reason I am adamant that people cannot camp in public or along the river now that the CARES campus is open. Compassion and common sense can work together. Thank you for sharing this. Please send anything you think might be helpful. Take care, Hillary." Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty funny, Hill. This has been going on a lot longer than this video has been out. And people have been bringing you suggestions, and you didn't do anything. Not until the people started shouting back. They can sugarcoat it all they want, but people know. People have watched. They've seen what they've been doing. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. Thank you so much to Elaine for patiently waiting. Hi, Elaine. Thanks for calling the program.
Thank you. I just want to share with you Dr. Schallenberger's second opinion letter, the newest one we just got out yesterday. More reasons to avoid the COVID vaccines, and it's quite a lengthy article. And then there is, as one mouse said to the other, "Are you going to get the COVID shot?" Other mouse responding, "Definitely not. I'm still waiting for the human trials to be over to see if it's safe."
Oh, that is so terrible of me laughing, Elaine. I'm so sorry, but that is exactly what we are going through. I'm seeing so many things on Twitter and from people that are saying, you know what? It was my choice. I chose to get the shot, and now I regret my choice. Because that was the big push, Elaine, is, you know, why can't people just be patient and wait?
Well, I choose not to get a brain bleed and a heart condition, so.
But good for you.
The whole article is rather lengthy, but it is really good.
All right.
And most specifically talking about the spike proteins and what they're doing. So.
All right. I'll go get Dr. Schallenberger's second page on it, and I will make sure that I put it on my webpage. Yeah. Thanks, Elaine,
second
for calling
opinion.
In. Thanks for giving
second
me the heads
opinion.
Up. All right. So many things to go through. I mean, really, when you look at what's going on, this I thought was rather comical. Capital One cancels Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio's credit card over adverse past or present legal action. Yeah, they can do that. Remember, Capital One, private company. So just remember who you do business with. We are writing to let you know that this Capital One credit card account has been closed for the following reason. Capital One has discovered, adverse past or present legal action involving an individual or entity associated with the account. Unfortunately, it cannot be reopened, and we are not able to offer additional information about this decision. So in other words, we don't like you. So we're going to close your account. Even though Tarrio had this account for about 12 years. Isn't that interesting? It just goes to show. This is coming out of Virginia. You know what? Fauci was right. I think there is eventually going to be two United States. Because this country is being split not necessarily by a fake shot, fake vaccine, because it's not a vaccine. It's not approved for general use, only emergency. It's going to be divided by communism. And our American communist governors, like Sisolak and Newsom and yada yada, and Northam. This is out of Virginia. Northam's war on girls in Virginia schools. These are the new rules in Virginia. And I'm so glad I don't live there anymore. No homecoming, prom queens or kings. No father-daughter dances. No separation of boys and girls for overnight field trips. Wow. You think that's going to just stay in Virginia? No. Other liberal governors are going to pick up this garbage and start implementing it in their states. So be on the lookout. Virginia, the government there, says local schools should eliminate gender-based practices under new transgender rules. What some people don't understand is that is also part of New World Order, UN Agenda 2030, on and on. So what is that? No genders. We're all just one. That you're not identified by he, she, female, male. They look at it as equality and equity. And it's really not. I don't know about you, but I'm proud to be a woman. There's a meme going around. Boy, just hits the nail on the head. Going back to the Miss Nevada USA. It's not a very nice meme. It's got pictures from the pageant and says, what does that say about Nevada when the best looking woman is a man? Yeah, that's how the rest of the country is looking at Nevada, though.
This is not headline news. 63-year-old Sharon Stone is dating a 25-year-old rapper named RMR. This guy's got 99 problems, but getting the senior discount when they go to the movies ain't one. Netflix canceled The Crew. Fortunately, fans who enjoy watching Kevin James play a lovable schlub still have everything else he's ever been in. Harrison Ford is in an arm sling. Indiana Jones fans are sad because it's his whip arm. And also because they know which arm is his whip arm. Willie Nelson's new book is out. It's called Oh, the Places You'll Toke. And diners at a North Carolina Waffle House were exposed to hepatitis A. So at that one, they're taking the W off the sign. Now it's the Awful House. This is not headline news.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
Oh, man, it just keeps getting crazier and crazier. It's the Monica J. Show, and just giving you this little thought out of USA Today. Congress is considering credit reporting overhaul, including putting government in charge of your credit score. Government in charge of your credit score. Why does that sound familiar? Oh, could it be because that's exactly what China does with the CCP and your social credit score? Where they decide everything? If you post something, they take points away. If you do something, they take points away. And that pretty much boils down to if you can leave your house or not. Does it feel like our Congress is already owned by the CCP? Yeah. Just so you know that there is a little bit of help out there. Two scientific journals have been caught in the crime of the century. So what is this? Well, they got caught with a massive disinformation campaign. Why is this a problem? Two highly regarded scientific journals got caught censoring important facts and stifling scientific debate, deriding anything that didn't protect, get this, you gotta protect the money. It's all about the money. Because they were protecting their Chinese interests. What could be so important to hide that they would be willing to forfeit their long-standing reputation? Yeah. Follow the money. You look at these people who are pushing the shots, and it's quite incredible that all of their studies, all of their experiments for the future, their lifeblood basically, rests on the grants and donations and the money that comes from, well, either the pharmaceutical companies or NIH, Fauci, sign on the dotted line. Science isn't about science anymore. Your health isn't about your health anymore for anything. I was watching a little bit of TV last night, and I decided not to, keeping a little journal for myself. I like to do these random experiments. So I let an hour go by, and because I DVR everything that I want to watch. Why go through all the other garbage? So I decided to watch with the commercials. Out of an hour, and how many stop breaks they had, 8 commercials for medications. All the new wonder drugs for you, for your kids, for your pets. Yeah, watch picking up on that now. When did we see other than flea collars advertised for pets? It was medications and fast food. They both go hand in hand. Because since we don't eat healthy anymore, since we don't, you know, or at least I didn't for a long time, facing that again after being shut down and locked up, it's like, what can we have delivered? Or actually, I sent my husband through the drive-thrus because I don't do food delivery unless it's a pizza. That even that now, we don't even do that. My husband goes down and picks it up. It's too funny. I just don't trust other people handling my food. But this is the way of the world now. Or is it? Do we have a chance to turn the clock back? I guess we just keep moving forward to find out.
Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. If you want to answer our poll question, all you have to do is go on over to our web pages, our websites at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. And do you think that, you know, people coming up, knocking on your door, trespassing, if you've got no trespassing signs, whatever, asking you about if you've gotten your COVID shot. You know, I put this out on Twitter. I thought it was rather comical. You know, if people can go door to door, and this is what Biden wants, people going door to door, checking on others about their COVID shot, why can't we at the same time, you know, put it into an audit of who they voted for? See who actually voted for him. I wonder what the numbers would be. Yeah, probably wouldn't want to do that. California versus Arizona. California, where Democrats go to court to demand exact signature matches on petitions to recall Governor Newsom. Arizona, where Democrats file suit to stop signature matching from being used in the 2020 presidential election audit. Funny how a line in the desert can change Democrats' beliefs. Do they actually have beliefs? There's not one thing out there that Democrats have stuck to, except for, you know, ignoring the Constitution. Speaking of that, on the designated holiday for Independence Day, was Monday, I decided to read the Constitution. Well, I need a 3-hour show to get all the way through it, so I was only able to get through Articles 1 and 2, going through all the different sections. And so Tyler sent me this. I applaud you for encouraging our fellow citizens to read our Constitution. If only we could get the corrupt Roberts Supreme Court to obey the Constitution. Yeah, that's the big one there. And our Congress. Like reading the Bible, it is important for the reader to understand the terms and context of the passages. Taking a formal course can be a big help in furthering one's understanding of both the Constitution and the great American gentleman who brought this document into being. Here are two links. Hillsdale College provides some brief courses that are free of charge on the Constitution, Federalist Papers, and some other offerings that I think our fellow citizens will enjoy. Number two, if local citizens wish to earn college credit while studying the Constitution, there are courses provided by Western Nevada College, both online and in person, that begin on August 30th, 2021. Thank you, Tyler. I appreciate all of that. So I'm going to put this, I'll put both of these on my webpage so you have access to them. Because as we have learned over the past, well, few months, since what, January? And actually before that, because Trump was up against a Democrat assembly, or Democrat House, that we need to know our rights. We need to understand our rights. As I check in with Sean Meehan of GuardTheConstitution.com, that's the thing. People keep throwing up that, you know, oh, this is unconstitutional. You're violating my rights. But is that really the case? Or is that just our go-to statement? Know the facts. This is from Daily Exposé. Breaking the CDC have been caught manipulating data to justify giving pregnant women the COV1D shot. Their study stated that 12% of women suffered a miscarriage after having the jab. What do you think the actual figure was? 82%. Not good. So what happens to us as a society when we can't trust, well, anybody? Can't trust our doctors. They took a Hippocratic oath, but they seem to be following the money, or at least a lot of them. there are still those good doctors out there that, nope, it's about your health. It's about your safety, your well-being. Just ask Dr. Fong. You can't trust some law enforcement. Is there arresting people? Well, trying to keep their businesses open over the last year. You can't trust politicians because they weren't standing up for your rights. There were a few. You can't trust the scientists. They're manipulating money, or they're manipulating statistics for money. Statistics that, well, could kill you. So what are we supposed to do as not only a nation, but if you look around the world, as a humanity, when we can't trust one another? What happened to being in the best interest of the people? We can get back to that if you understand and you do the research for yourself that there is a new world order, that there is a one world government that is the agenda of these people. And everything you see going on around us right now, the manipulation of our money, of our currency, the manipulation of our food supplies, the manipulation of our fuel sources. Go on to the world news every once in a while. Not world news tonight with David Muir. That's a bunch of BS. No, I'm talking about going on to the world news like Sky News Australia or NTD, China in Focus, things like that. And notice how many explosions have gone on around the world, taking out very vital services for our survival. We're already in the midst of a war. It just, there's a lot of people out there that don't understand it or realize it yet. It's the Monica Jay Show. Talk and text 884-9910, whatever you'd like to talk about. I've got Sandy on the line right now. I know exactly what she wants to talk about because I'm a part of it as well. I cleaned out about half my house. And they have it. And that is a very special rummage sale being brought to you by the Mount Rose Republican Women. And Sandy, how are you doing this morning?
Just great. Just got back from my swim, and then I thought, I got to call Monica right away. I can't believe what they've gathered for that rummage sale. Monica, it is unbelievable. You know, they're actually doing, there was a huge sale that used to go on for the doctor's wives, and they're trying to take that into an event every year type deal. Boy, if they are doing it the way they're doing it this year, they're really starting off great. It's amazing. It starts tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning. I bet there's a line around the block for this thing. 9th, 10th, and 11th from 8 to 5. And the address is 3502 South Virginia. So that's just adjacent to Independence Square there, and just a little north of Independence Square. It's a Moana frontage place that they have. There's all big signs and everything up there, so I'm sure they'll be able to find it. But I just wanted to call in and remind people to be sure to get there. It's amazing what they've got. Anything, I swear, anything that you want, there's in there.
Yeah,
and that's a great price.
That's the thing that I was so impressed with, Sandy, is all the donations and everything that were coming in for this. People have it in their closets, brand new stuff,
brand new.
still in packages, with price tags on it, and at incredible bargain prices.
Yeah, but things like bowling balls and skis.
Bicycles, yeah.
Outdoor. I mean, give me a break. It's just incredible. So anyway, I'm gonna be there. So, and I'm sure you'll be there one, you know, when you get a chance.
Oh
so.
Yeah, I'll be there too. Yeah. it's a great
and you know,
way.
I know you were talking about all this stuff going on worldwide that's trying to take us down. Well, we're doing our part right here. This is to bring in donations for the Republican Party for this rummage sale, and we're trying to make our little corner of the world a much better place than it is right now.
Well, and I think that we're doing a hell of a job of it here in Northern Nevada. Sandy, thank you so much for the call. Again, that is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend, 8 until 5. And that's the thing, is you can find some great deals, because we're seeing inflation go up on absolutely everything. So whether it be a new outfit or some great tchotchkes or even books, oh my gosh, the books that are in there, brand new, never even cracked, at incredible prices. So come on down and have a look, and you're gonna find some treasures, I guarantee you. We all need to be fussing. It's the only way that we're going to make change. It's called, peaceful noncompliance. And it can be done. Want to address your attention to a movie. I put this on my webpage at 991fmtalk.com. It's called Noncompliant. The movie, noncompliantmovie.com. You really should take a look at it, because it is a great educational source of what's going on with your rights. And this is pretty scary. I'll leave you with a couple of great stories here coming up that'll make you feel good. But this one, this isn't going to make you feel good. A Texas judge has denied a U.S. citizen due process rights. How did he do this? Because he is sending her before Islamic Sharia tribunal instead. Yep. The judge ordered a Muslim woman seeking a divorce from her husband to undergo arbitration through an Islamic court, where basically women don't even have any rights. They're not heard. So her lawyers sounded the alarm. And the judge doubled down. This is in Collin County in Texas. Sharia law is not compatible with the laws of this country. And for that judge to deny this woman is a very scary precedent. Just so you know what's going on. I leave you today with thank you so much for sending all the no trespassing signs. This one's great. No trespassing. We're tired of hiding the bodies. I really like that one, but I get in trouble for signs I put up. One of my favorite signs I used to have. Why do they call it tourist season if you can't even shoot them? It's sarcastic, but people just have no sense of humor anyway. No soliciting. And don't even ask, don't even think about asking me if I've been vaccinated. Go away. If you like that one, it's $4.95 on eBay. They're probably going to be raising their prices because more people are going to be calling in for that. But again, I want to leave you with a couple of stories that might just make you feel better about what's going on. Google is being sued by 36 states over alleged antitrust violations. Isn't that awesome? That is so awesome. So awesome. But it doesn't stop there, because Trump has announced a major class action lawsuit against Twitter, Facebook, and Google. Yay! Well, they didn't like the pushback, because the largest teachers union has quietly removed pro-CRT agenda items from their website. But trust me, just because they've removed them from the website doesn't mean that they won't continue. They'll continue. And I especially love this one. Well, actually, before I get to my favorite one, I'll give you this one. A convicted murderer wins election to office in D.C. from behind bars. I don't know what's worse, dogs getting elected mayors or, you know, murderers winning election to office from behind bars. That's, yeah. But no, here's my favorite. Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is stepping up. Pennsylvania Senate chairman initiates forensic probe of 2020 and 2021 elections. So good for Pennsylvania, following the likes of Arizona and others. The truth will come out. And speaking of truth, please join me tomorrow at 11:08. So you know who Jack Getz is, as we bring you the truth of why he was wrongfully convicted. Well, because the jury never heard the truth. Because the man wanted to save his family. It's what happens when you shoot a gangbanger in self-defense that allegedly raped your daughter and is pointing a gun at you and threatening to kill your family. But if the jury doesn't know that, then you just killed some 18-year-old. We'll set the facts straight tomorrow with Jack's lawyer here on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's about the truth.